Today from the Ohio Newsroom, putting the chutzpah in Hanukkah.
Support for the Ohio Newsroom comes from Cerity Partners. Cerity Partners' Cleveland-based wealth management practice is a neighbor offering objective advice with national strength and resources. Information available at CerityPartners.com/NPR. And from CASA. CASA volunteers are everyday Ohioans who advocate for thousands of children experiencing abuse or neglect, giving them a voice in court. Learn more at OhioCASA.org.
This December, Today from the Ohio Newsroom is going all over Ohio, far and near, to spread some holiday cheer. I'm Claire Roth. This festive Friday, we're taking you to meet a Cincinnati toy maker who's bringing major fun to a minor Jewish holiday. The Ohio Newsroom's Kendall Crawford reports.
Over a decade ago, Neil Hoffman's son spotted an elf on the shelf. You know, those little magic guys that pop up around Christmas time to tell Santa whether children have been naughty or nice? Well, Hoffman's son wanted one. The only problem, the Jewish family didn't celebrate Christmas.
And I kind of made this joke and said, no, man, you can have a mensch on a bench.
It sparked an idea for the former Hasbro employee. What if there was a way to lighten the Jewish winter holiday with more than just a menorah?
We call it putting the Funica into Hanukkah.
He started a Kickstarter campaign to make the Jewish counterpart to the magical elf. The mensch on a bench wouldn't come with all the same rules as the elf on a shelf. He wouldn't lose his magic if you touched him. And instead of snitching for Santa, the toy would come with a storybook to help kids understand how to be a mensch, the Yiddish word for a good and honorable person.
You know, if you read the book, I tried to make the forced Gump of Judaism. So, and by that, I mean, he doesn't change things. I didn't want to make Santa Claus, right? I wanted to keep and honor the original story of the Maccabees.
In the Hanukkah story, the Maccabees have fought a war to rededicate a Jewish temple, and they have just a tiny jar of oil to get them through 8 nights. In Hoffman's story, each night that the oil is miraculously still lit,
the mensch says, oh, that's amazing. Let me introduce you to dreidel or latkes or gelt. And all these Jewish traditions get introduced through the book.
The didactic doll was an instant hit, not just for his son. Hoffman sold the first 500 mensches and their respective benches in just 10 days. He wanted to make even more. So he brought his jolly bearded Jewish figure to the ABC show Shark Tank.
Hello, sharks. My name's Neil Hoffman from Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm here asking for $150,000 for 10%.
Two sharks invested. Hoffman's success on the show sent the toy's popularity to new heights and inspired even more ideas.
So here's just the wall of toys. Starting off in the upper corner, you can see the original.
In Hoffman's home office, dolls in different hues of blue peer out from a shelf.
And as we go through, we have the mitzvah moose. It's a blue moose with a menorah for antlers that light up. Next to him is the Judah Maccabee, the super duper Jupiter hero. So
there's also the dreidel dog, the unicorn, and Saul the singing snowmensch, who happens to have his very own theme song.
Saul is the snowmensch. He's a very menschy soul. With a cool
other characters are personal to Hoffman. He created the zebra of Zion, the only Jewish animal in the jungle, after his son talked with him about being the only Jewish person in his class. It might seem frivolous to introduce new characters to a tradition that's thousands of years old, but Hoffman says that the toys are a tangible way to showcase the joy of Judaism.
And that's all we're trying to do, is perpetuate Judaism into the future as more and more families are interfaith and there's more risk of Judaism not being passed down. We're trying to introduce some traditions and some tools that, you know, bring smiles to faces.
Hoffman believes even something as serious as faith can benefit from a little humor. And he's not the only one. He sold over 500,000 of his Hanukkah heroes.
Hanukkah, Hanukkah, combine the menorah.
For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Kendall Crawford in Cincinnati.
That's all today from the Ohio Newsroom. We'll talk with you next week.